Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, August the 17th, 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And I want to thank local president of the FOP here in Marion, Lodge 24, and current county commissioner Kevin Davidson for being on live this morning, as well as Second Ward City Councilman Pam Larkin, as the flock camera debate continues, to be sure. Want to let people know the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. Also want to alert people, I don't know if if people are aware, that Route 95, if you go down it, there is a portion of Route 95 right after McDonald's, pretty much all the way up through the plaza. If you are going west on Route 95, that the two lanes going west are blocked off. And that is making for some interesting travel this morning on Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, here Mount Vernon Avenue, however you refer to it, here in Marion. The road's so nice, they named it thrice, but that's interesting. All right, we'll go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that was a couple good interviews you had there.
Well, thank you. Right off the top this morning, live and as they happen.
Well, I was hoping you wasn't going to have another interview on this hour.
No, we want to talk to the people now.
I called my council person, well, in the first hour, and seen what, you know, how he voted and how he plans to.
Oh, yours is Ralph Smith, right?
Right.
Did you get a hold of him?
Yeah, I talked to him before. He remembered me, but
so what? You know, what happened?
I just told him how I felt. He told me how he voted, and we're on the same page. And I think there's more people that are for him than against him. It's just the people that are against him are the people that are speaking out. They try to make people believe that when you leave your driveway, you might stop at the store, that they know how many people's in your car, they know exactly what you bought at the store, and then you leave that store and you go somewhere else, and they think there's a little red light beeping in the, you know, city hall or police department. John Doe, he just, you know, no. I mean, your name has to be in there for it to come up, or you have to put in a license plate to search, and after 30 days it's going to fall off, and then after 7 days they're going to make it starting to fall off. But they're scaring people, and I see it because, you know, with the administration we have in national politics, I don't want to say his name, it disgusts me. Way he goes after his political enemies or anybody he don't like is just fueling the debate for those flock cameras, you know, to come down. And it's a shame.
So you are for the flock cameras?
Yes, I am for the flock cameras.
So when you spoke to your council person just moments ago, Ralph Smith, what was his response?
He voted to keep the flock cameras. He voted no, not to get rid of them. And I don't think he's going to change his vote.
Do you think? Well,
if the mayor vetoes it, it's not going to help if he changes his vote because he already voted for it.
Well, that's really where we're at right now. There isn't going to be another council vote unless the mayor does veto it. So, do you think or want the mayor to veto this?
No.
You don't want the mayor to veto it.
I want the mayor to keep them. Is that...
Yes, so you do want him to veto it, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I want to keep the flock cameras. I mean, they've already done a lot of good. And I don't think one person can get in there and search a license plate number or anything like that by themselves.
Well,
it's going to take two people to do it. That's going to lessen the abuse of it. I don't care what program you have, there's always going to be some abuse. But I think the benefits outweighs the negatives.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You are somebody this morning calling, saying you want the flock cameras to stay. You want the mayor to veto these. Now, there is a group that would have you believe that everybody wants the flock cameras gone, pretty much.
Yeah. And they want you to believe that they're watching you all the time. You know, they know what you're doing in your bedroom. And when you go out driving on, you know, in your car, they know where you stopped, you know. And it automatically gets reported, you know, to, there's so many police officers up there that they can look at every license plate that goes by and, you know. I mean, what's it going to take? Something major happen? You know, a major terrorist thing happens here in Marion, and when they come out, say, well, if Marion had their flock cameras, they would have noticed those people coming in their city. But no, our citizens, they don't want good law enforcement. They always say that the Democrats, which I think anybody that listens to your radio show knows I'm a Democrat, that the Democrats are always against the police. Now, do I sound like I'm against the police?
Well, no, and I think that's what makes... That's why I wanted to have Kevin Davidson on earlier, because the police here in Marion, the FOP Lodge 24, has released a statement as of 3 days ago that they are in support of the flock cameras, and they do urge the mayor to veto this legislation, and that the mayor is a member of this FOP. He is in a tough position, because there's no doubt...
I wouldn't want that.
No doubt in my mind that he's getting a lot of emails, like everybody else, from people saying they don't want the flock cameras. But he is a former deputy sheriff. He is a former chief of police. He is a member of the FOP. This group is urging him to keep the cameras. That is a tough, tough decision to be a part of. And he feels that... much like Kevin Davidson said, that the majority of the community really wants the cameras to stay. And basically what we're hearing from is a loud minority, I guess is how it's being put. Vocal minority.
If those people would want the cameras that the police wear go too.
Well, do you think...
If they've done something illegal, that might put some evidence against them. Where if the police officer didn't have that camera, I could say, oh, no, he did this to me, you know. Do they want to take away everything that the law can use to, you know, keep us safe?
Well, it's all interesting because, you know, Mrs. Larkin mentioned last hour about putting this on the ballot. Well, here's the problem we're getting into. Why do we even have city council people if we're going to put every issue that's controversial on the ballot? You know, at some point, there is legislation, and this is how it's supposed to work. Council's supposed to vote the way they want. The mayor has the option to veto it. Council has the option to overturn the veto, and if you don't like how council or the mayor voted, well, vote against them in the next election. You know, it's very interesting to me. We had two contested seats on city council last time around. Last election, not even a year ago, last November. Two seats, 6th ward and at large. Yet, you mention a subject like this, and everybody and their uncle is out emailing and calling. Well, I wish they were that motivated about running for office.
I wish some of your listeners that don't normally call in, that agree with keeping these cameras, would call in.
Well, and, you know, that's an interesting point, too. There are people who, I don't know, maybe they're afraid because of where they work. Maybe they're afraid because of who they're associated with. Maybe they're afraid because of where their position is. And I'm not saying those people are for Flock. They might be against it. But they won't speak out because of those connections. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing either, that people feel they're going to face repercussions, because certainly we're saying these public officials are facing repercussions. Certainly we got to say the mayor is facing repercussions.
Well, I want to tell you about this. I had an aide in here the other day, and on YouTube, I like to watch Midas Touch and some of the others. It was talking politics, you know, and they talking about the reflecting pool and that guy that they was trying to say he damaged the reflecting pool. And my aide was here, and I was talking to her, and she didn't know nothing about the reflecting pool, and she didn't know nothing about that gold medal winner, Olympic guy. I don't know if he got a gold medal, but I know he was in the Olympics, getting charged with that. That was total bull crap. And they, you know, come out and either said that he, you know, didn't cause it, and, you know, they're not prosecuting him no more. She didn't know nothing about that.
Well, that's what I always...
She got up and grabbed her purse and was ready to go. She said, I ain't going to listen to you put down Trump. I voted for him.
And there you go.
See?
But see, that's my point. People, and that's national media. Now, this woman is not obviously aware of what's going on nationally. And that's national media coming at you from every side, every shape, television, radio, newspapers. Yet she's not aware of what's going on. That's why when people call in here and they go, well, only if you reached more people. Well, guess what? It's always been the case, local, state, or national, there are a group of people, and maybe it is the majority, I don't know, that don't pay attention. They don't have interest in these issues, and that's just the way it is. It's the way it was, it's the way it is.
But the people don't pay attention. Why are they so ready to say that you're lying, or you're not telling them the truth? Because of the fake media. I never heard the word fake media before that asshole got in there.
Well, but that's because now people, that's how they rally their cause. You got to understand, most people now are advocates for certain issues. And the media is not here to advocate for issues.
Right.
We're here to report the story. So if you're an advocate, and the media is just giving you the facts, you've got to discredit them in some way. You've got to say that they really do have an agenda. They really do have an opinion. There's more to them than you think. And so that's the goal now. That's how you discredit politicians, and that's how you discredit the media, is the people who actually have a very strong opinion on things, advocates, They just try to discredit you, and that's certainly not helping society.
You know, I just hope I live to see the day when we finally get some, not only just a leader, but his cabinet members and stuff. In his first term, he had some pretty good people working for him. But, man, they all just quit on him.
Hey, I have a final question for you here. You, as somebody against the Flock cameras, if we were able to poll, and we're not, everybody in Marion City, do you think they would be for or against the Flock cameras?
I think they'd be in favor of keeping the Flock cameras.
Okay. Well, that's and you're entitled to your opinion, as like everybody else's. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, and the phone lines are open. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But we want to hear from as many people as we can this morning, 28 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Remember, tonight is the City Council committee meetings. I don't know if this will be a topic tonight. It could be if the mayor decides to announce if he's going to veto this or not. It could be up there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Another Monday.
It's a lovely Monday, though.
It is. It is.
It's slightly overcast, but compared to some of the weather the humidity, but we won't get into that.
Very weird August.
So, let's talk clock. First,
that's all we do on this show now.
Let's talk clock. So, Lee, my buddy Lee, he is most definitely welcome to agree with me. I have no issue with the fact that Lee wants to keep clock cameras. But as a good Democrat, Lee, I would implore you to not get all of your information from an 83-year-old Republican, Ralph Smith, about SWAT cameras. Please do some research on these things and find out, you know, go to CNN and Google SWAT and find out what comes up about these things. So please, Lee, if you're a Democrat, again, you got an 83-year-old white man, Republican, lifelong Republican, giving you the information that you just gave us, and it's not all correct. And I would point to the fact that when Ralph Smith first went all pro flock on us, he thought there were only 4 or 5 cameras in the city of Marion. He said that on your show.
But
there are 22 cameras in the city of Marion. So that's how little that he knew about flock. And flock was also searched almost 500 times in 1 month, Lee. So they're going in and they're typing in the license plate numbers and they're looking, and it doesn't take 2 of them to do it. And there were just 2 officers that were fired in Reynoldsburg and are now being criminally charged for misusing SWAT. So this is real and it is happening.
Just in fairness to Ralph Smith, though, I think Lee said he reached out to Ralph voice his opinion.
He did. And then it sounds like Ralph Smith gave him some information that might not be 100% accurate. So all I would do, and I don't expect Lee to change his mind, I would just ask that he look for some good information about what these things really do and what they are capable of. Because I don't believe that Ralph Smith still fully has a grasp of what they do. They still, and even Kevin Davidson, they keep comparing these things to Ring cameras and our phones and all of this other stuff. When we get a Ring camera or we get a phone or we use our laptop or we sign into our Wi-Fi or whoever's Wi-Fi, we click this little thing. None of us ever read it, but we all click it and agree to it. It's called the Terms of Service. We agreed to have ourselves tracked or whatever it is that these phones do. We agreed to let them use our biometric information. We agreed to all of these things. We did not agree to allow the government to flock us. Okay? And we have 22 cameras in the city of Marion. Every time I pass one, if they want to reconstruct where I have been for that day, there's 22 points in the city of Marion that they can search. Now, do they know I got out and walked into the marijuana shop? No, they do not. But they know that I was in the vicinity of the marijuana shop. And they don't need a warrant to do any of that. In fact, there's a place in Michigan, the flock camera just came down. It was a dispensary. Marijuana has been legal in Michigan for years, and they keep telling us that flock isn't about surveillance. This dispensary wanted to open in this town. I'd have to look up the name. The town said no. The dispensary sued them. The town finally said, okay, you can open up here, but only if you put a flock camera in your parking lot. You give us 24/7 access to the camera. Now, how many missing children or stolen cars do you think they're looking for in a marijuana dispensary parking lot? If it's not about surveillance, then why are other police forces using these for surveillance? Our own drug task force has mobile flock cameras. If they're not stationary and you can move them around, aren't they just trying to surveil that area and see what license plates go through that particular area? Wouldn't it be like a concentrated surveillance? So for them to just, the things that they tell us, and they keep saying, trust us, we've never done anything to make you not trust us. Yeah, you have. And, you know, my perspective is different on law enforcement than other people's. But it's not like we're just pulling these things out of thin air. These things are happening. Are they happening here? We don't have proof of whether or not they're happening here, but I also don't believe that they would give us proof. As to Kevin Davidson, why would they give us the proof that enough rope to hang themselves with? They would not. As to Kevin Davidson, sir, you represent all of the county of Marion. You are, okay, if you're the FOP president and you represent 160 people, then you need to stop taking the paycheck from the county residents. And the people inside the city, I know that, you know, the affluent county dwellers don't like to admit this, but we're Marion County residents as well. So stop taking our money. If you don't represent us, get whatever check it is that you get from the FOP and represent all 160 members of that group. And stop saying that you represent the people of Marion, because you do not.
Well,
and then the FOP has their golf outing this week. Did you read that comment section, Scott? Did you look at it at all?
Where they made their statement?
Yes.
I want to bring
that
a few points.
That turned into a dumpster fire.
Okay, yeah, and let me get into this, because there are two points I want to make from the interviews in hour number one. And again, I always feel I have to disclaim this, because people, I would not be able to vote on this if it was possible. I don't have a council person to call. I do not I believe this is more of a civics lesson than anything else at this point, than it is about flock cameras. But
I agree.
That being said,
this is an exercise in civic engagement.
Right, in 2026, where we have social media and the world's a different place. But there are two things that struck me, and those were both live interviews. I didn't know what anybody was going to say. There are two things that struck me in those interviews. Number one, when people have been so vocal about flock cameras being gone in Marion, and as you and I discussed last week, there are probably four or five separate places that were very vocal in rallying people to contact their council person in regard to this.
I want to put a disclaimer out there.
Okay.
I sent you what I posted about Pam Larkin's ward.
Right.
I showed where the ward was, and I said whether you are for or against these, she is asking for her ward to contact her.
Right, but
I didn't say call her and tell her to take them down.
No, but what I guess I would say, I guess the point I was trying... The point I was...
Don't use their names that have gone that route.
No, but I guess the point I was making in that was this, and it's kind of the point I'm going to with Mrs. Larkin's interview, is that... Obviously, you have a strong opinion about flock cameras, and I'm guessing that the people who are in your algorithm and the people on your
not
page...
Not all of them. You should read my comment section. Spirit.
Well, there's probably some blowback, but I would guess the majority are with you. Okay, so, yes, I read your post for Mrs. Larkin, and you did not tell people what to do, but I'm guessing that algorithm is going to be more get rid of flock. Which, again, nothing wrong with that. People can advocate for anything. But what bothers me...
The pro-flockers, okay, I'm an anti-flocker. Where are the pro-flockers? Where are they organizing?
Here's the two points, and then I want you to come in. The point is when people didn't know how Mrs. Larkin was going to vote, or it didn't matter, which was before the vote,
I didn't expect it to get voted on that night, Spears. I was rallying the troops.
I didn't expect it
to happen that night.
But what I'm saying, people left up to their own, people left up to them, didn't bother to reach out to her at all. And based on that, now, since it's been put on certain pages and certain places, now she's getting left, right, and sideways.
The vocal minority, since it got put on the vocal minorities page.
Well, but again...
I do not dislike Pam Larkin. She has always been very nice to me. She and I have had cordial conversations. She thanked me on that post for putting that information out. And it legitimately was because I know that my audience is bigger than hers. And also, I live... Okay, this is one of those weird wards. Right across the street from me is the second ward. I own property in the second ward. My neighbors live in the second ward. So I really was also reaching, you know, the neighbors that are on my friends list and that sort of thing without going door to door.
Right.
Now, that said, they want to keep saying that we're the vocal minority. City council people didn't hear from anybody until I put it on my page.
Well, but that's what's interesting.
Stop calling us the vocal minority.
Well, here's the thing. This is what is curious to me. Dan Clark said prior to that vote, he got 200-something.
Yep. Inundated.
Right. Inundated. Mrs. Larkin wasn't inundated. Rob Smith was not inundated. I didn't hear anybody else say they were inundated. But Dan Clark was. Now, why was Dan Clark inundated? Well, I'm guessing it's because of his statements. Well, I think it was because of his statements. Okay.
Yes.
So now Mrs. Larkin is once she says on the record that she is a no vote for getting rid of the flock cameras.
No.
Well, once that's when
she asked for input.
She
from
did.
Her
she did. She did.
I did not set her up to be bombarded intentionally by her constituents. She asked for public feedback.
Right.
I shared, and I made people of the second ward aware. Some people, Scott, people don't know what ward they live in.
I get it. But here's the second part of this, and it goes to the FOP statement, which was just made 3 days ago. Now, there was the first group in Marion that I'm aware of that came out and said, we advocate for these to stay. We
and
advocate.
And what did their comment section say?
Exactly. Now, here,
their comment section was a dumpster fire for
right.
anybody that didn't read it.
Right, but who was against these flock cameras got criticized? Because there are people in the FOP's comment section who do support the flock cameras.
Right.
I did not see them going after the people who were trying to sway the public to be against
them. Some of them were.
Not like that.
No, but I also think that they would know that that page isn't the appropriate place to do that. And I can tell you this, I know this for a fact because I'll explain how. A lot of the police and probation and prosecutors and such, they don't use their real names on Facebook. And I understand why, because they don't want criminals finding them, basically. You know what I mean? But... You know, when Jay McDonald tags your fake profile and you're all sitting in a picture together at a ball game, it's pretty easy to figure out that Jimmy Fiasco is Jim Fitzko. So these people won't say, the cops on their, with their fake profiles won't are smart enough not to say it on the FOP page, but if you go around into other comment sections, and they'll blip into my comment sections and that sort of stuff that they know, that I know who they are, they don't need to go in and... Do you think they polled all 160 members of the FOP, or do you think they just spoke for them?
Well, clearly Bill Collins is a member, and he was not there, as he should
now,
not
listen.
Have been.
Okay, the FOP had their golf outing this weekend. Interesting, right? There's a sign right there. Bill Collins supports the FOP, a sponsor of one of the golf holes. So, you know, I think it's pretty much... I joked and said that he did a poll over the weekend at the golf outing, and 12 out of 10 people said keep the flock cameras.
Well, listen, Bill Collins would not choose me as his spokesperson, but
he's going to do what he's going to do, and he has the right to do it. The fact that Kevin Davidson chooses his role as the FOP president instead of county commissioner first should tell us all where our interests lie. Now, that said, Kevin Hall, yes, the guy that got appointed to... as the mayor's choice for the economic development or whatever, economic recovery panel board, whatever we're calling it. Kevin Hall, the real estate attorney that was chosen, he was also a sponsor of the FOP golf outing, which I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, here's the thing. If everybody had just said, this is my opinion, this is what I think should happen, contact your council person and let them know. I'd be fine with that. But I think if you are the mayor, you do have to look at some of the misinformation that has been put out there. And there has been. And I'm not saying you're doing it, but there has been misinformation put out there. And there have been the funny memes. And there have been people's character who's been attacked. And I think the mayor does have to look at that when he looks at this veto, not just... what the people feel, not just what's going on. The people may feel a certain way because of bad information that's out there. And I think, and by the way, people do, I'm not saying you, but people do pay for followers. That is, it's constantly advertised. So when people do that as well, it makes it look as if there is a larger group supporting this than not. I don't know what
the numbers
are. The only
thing I pay for on Facebook is my little blue check mark beside my name, because people try to make fake profiles of me all the time, which I find is absolutely just so bizarre. But when you do that, when you're Facebook verified, you have to show them your driver's license. See, I let Facebook have a copy of the front and back of my driver's license. I agreed to that. Of course, I also agreed to let the state of Ohio give me one. You know what I mean? So, but that's... If the police wanted to access what I had done on Facebook, they would need a warrant. That's why I'm okay with agreeing. And yeah, Facebook sells my information, and sometimes it's convenient because stuff I want to buy pops up. And sometimes it's really inconvenient because I'm reading a story and I get an ad of nothing that I have absolutely nothing to do with what I, you know what I'm saying, it's not relevant. But, I mean, those are things we agree to. Those are privacies that we have agreed to trade for convenience, not for safety.
Well,
and I want to put this out there for everybody that, what if it happened to you? What if it was your family? It did happen to me. It did happen to my family. And I still think they can keep their cameras.
Well, I think it's good information. Hey, thanks for calling.
Take care, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here. And, you know, these conversations are interesting to have, and that's why we have them. That's why we had Kevin Davidson on in hour number one. That's why we had Pam Larkin on in hour number one. And we've got 16 minutes left here if you'd like to share your opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to set the record straight. I don't get all my information from Ralph Smith. It's a big deal here in Marion, and it's a big deal in other places, too, not just Ohio.
So,
and I've read a lot of Naomi's quotes on Facebook, and also Phil. But I think you're scaring the people into thinking that there's a lot more to block than what there is.
So just to be clear, your information did not come from Rob Smith.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
I don't know, you know, if they ran Naomi's license, you know, where would you have went in the last 30 days where it would be detrimental to you? I mean, you also, that license is not yours. It belongs to the state of Ohio. And if you get pulled over, the cop, they can have a order on there for the cop to seize your license. They can seize the plates on the back of your car. Those don't belong to you. You're using them, you know, but they're still state property. And like I said in the first time, if you took all the good that those SWAT cameras did, and took all the negative and turned it into percentage-wise, I just wonder, you know, what the percent would be on that.
Well, and I think that's what we're all...
I don't care what you have, any system you have, there's a negative to it. Cops carry guns. Well, sometimes people get shot. That's a negative to a cop wearing a gun.
Well, there's a lot of these questions, and I think that's what the mayor's weighing over in his head right now.
And a lot of places, it evidently it's not here in Marion, but a lot of places have went to where one officer cannot get into that system only. You know, when you make a night deposit at a bank, there's always two people that goes and gets that night deposit box and count on it.
Well,
it's not one.
Interesting points. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, and again, the phone lines are open here this morning. We've got about 13 minutes left in the program now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, We've heard from FOP President Kevin Davidson this morning, Second Ward City Councilman Pam Larkin this morning, and the Flock conversation continues. Don't forget, City Council committee meetings meet tonight, 6:30, second floor, City Hall. So there you go. As we go on down the line, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How's Scott?
You know, I think we're getting a lot of good information out this morning, so I'm good.
Well, I think you're doing a fine job. But anyway, now I may have dreamed this, because I could have, but I thought I heard on TV yesterday, on one of the news, local news, you know, like Columbus, that the mayor, or that the governor, was going to do away with all flock cameras.
I have not read that.
Like I said, I don't think I dreamed it, but I thought, well, what are we fussing about it for? Why don't we try to get our checkbook straightened out first?
Well, and that is ultimately going to be the major issue, and I think the beginning of September, according to Mayor Collins, is when that fiscal board will meet the first time. So I imagine in a couple weeks we're going to hear a lot more about the fiscal issues.
Well, that, and then we go back to the doggone weather alarm. Now, what if we'd have been one of those cities that was flooded out or blowed away or whatever? We wouldn't have had it. And I still can't think that the dang thing can't be fixed. You know, one person went up and had their opinion, and he was probably 35 years old. I'm being really sarcastic. But anyways, there is nothing that can't be fixed. You ask an old farmer if he has trouble with a corn planter and it broke and he's in the middle of planting, I'll bet you $5 he can fix it.
Well, just to come back here to the flock thing, apparently there is an Ohio bipartisan effort that would limit flock camera use. Maybe that's what you heard this past weekend.
Say that again, Scott.
There's an Ohio bipartisan effort possibly going on to limit flock camera usage.
Maybe that's what I heard.
Yeah. Which you know, who knows where that'll be. I think eventually that's what's going to have to happen here in the city, because you've got the FOP saying one thing. You've got a lot of citizens saying the other. We haven't heard from the mayor yet as far as the veto goes. We know what city council is saying at this point. And Mrs. Larkin this morning, who was a no vote last week, she seemed very much on the fence this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because there's good and bad and everything.
Tough,
whichever one you weigh in on.
That's right. Tough time to be on city council right now.
Well, I don't think it pays enough. But I still am back to the weather alarm thing and trying to balance my checkbook.
Those are important things, and I'm sure those will take the front page again once this goes by the wayside, once we find out what the mayor's going to do.
Oh, bless his heart, I'm telling you. He don't make enough money.
he's between a rock and a hard place. Hey, thanks for calling.
Like I said, that old guy that ran against him, I bet he's thanking his lucky stars every day that he lost that one.
Glenn is happy he's not in that office.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here. We've got about 9 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to voice your opinion on this, we've got about 9 minutes left to go in the program. And as we have proven over the past few weeks, this is an issue people like to weigh in on, to be sure. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that old guy who called in and said license plates belong to the state. Where the hell did he get that information? License plates belong to the people who buy them. The numbers belong to the state.
Did he say license plates or license?
License plate.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I think he's off his medication.
Well, I appreciate the call. All right, as always, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We've got about 8 minutes left to go here. and the conversation still revolving around flock cameras this morning, and possibly a mayoral veto. Now, I don't know how long the wait on this is going to be. I don't know. You know, it's a tough decision to be in if you're the mayor. You got the FOP over here. You've got people who feel the flock cameras should stay. You've got people who feel they shouldn't stay. It's quite a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I just want to say shout out to Pam Larkin. I've mentioned before that I've never really heard of her, any of her opinions or how she would, you know, felt on things. I want to say an apology to her. I threw a gruff response her way during a meeting recently, and I want to apologize for that on air, and I'll apologize personally if I see her tonight. I think the thing I took away from that is Danny Clark admitted that he heard from a lot of people. I think Pam Larkin was very candid and admitted that, you know, she put a call out to her people on her page and requested input. And wow, she got it. And she was surprised, and she said, you know, that she got a lot of input. As of, you know, the night of that vote, Ralph Smith had almost 900 views opposed to Danny Clark's 1,200 views on my post encouraging people to contact their public servants. And what I put was just contact them about your opinions on flock or any other. And I posted their city pictures and their city information that's on the city council page. And according to Mr. Smith, he only talked to 25 people. Everybody else got a lot of, you know, Pam Larkin said she got a lot of, she didn't say a number, but she said she's, you know, still getting people getting a hold of her. Danny Clark said he's, you know, received at least 200, and his views still go up every day, as do Mr. Ralph Smith's. I mean, Ralph Smith is at over 1,000 views right now. So I just, I wonder if since, who was it, Lee that got on and said that he had talked to him personally, but now Ralph's going to come in tonight and say, well, I talked to 26 people, you know, 26, including myself, so I, you know, I'm still at that 25 number. You know, I just, I hear what you're saying about, you know, you're going to have a lot of poor input. I thought it was interesting that you said the only organization that has stepped up and said, hey, we're really supporting this and we really support flocks is, you know, wow, it's a police organization. Wow, that's kind of, nobody would have ever thought that, huh? I would think you'd be hearing from all the people on that side of it. There's a huge group, and as I've said to you many times, Scott, on your show, that, you know, when they're pushing the strongest city or they're pushing the downtown this and that, all great things. I support Marion City, and they know how to. And they know how to get their voices out, and they know how to put billboards up, and they know how to do all kinds of stuff. It just seems, it seems strange to me that they're just blaming it on the vocal minority. It's like, well, get vocal, people. I mean, if you believe something, see, that's my whole thing with everything that I'm looking for from the people is I just want you to get involved. I mean, if all the people vote and that's truly the voice of the people, I may not like it, but what I will like is that all the people were involved and the people truly spoke their mind.
Right,
you know?
Well, in the last 3 minutes, I just want to make this point. The reason I was bringing up the FOP thing, and other people have said it, if you look at their comment section, it's a dumpster fire. It's people arguing. And what I find peculiar about that is, as we have said before they made their statement 3 days ago, there were no groups in Marion really advocating or propelling people to contact Bill Collins and tell him how you feel to keep the flock cameras. When people were lobbying or they were advocating against the flock cameras, which again, I have no problem with that either, that was okay. Their comment sections did not turn into a dumpster fire.
Right.
There were comments here and there that they people disagreed with them, but nothing horrible. When the FOP did it, it was attacking people's character, it was attacking their personal life, it was attacking their positions, and that's possibly why you don't hear from that side. I thought, here is a visual aid of why you don't hear from that side, because you will get attacked. And the point is that that's the problem with the memes and the jokes and the misinformation, is that when you do that, you are putting people out there in the social media world to be attacked. Give me one meme that's out there in support of the flock cameras, because I could show you probably 25 in the last week that were against them. And when you do speak up against them, they meme you. They attack you. It's not even any longer about the flock cameras. It's about you.
Well, and I guess when they do attack in their response, why don't they have their memes? That's what I bring up to many of them often, is they'll say they have this information or they'll say they know this, and I'm like, well, where's it at?
Well,
where's your meme? You know, what I'm saying is, where's your meme? Where's your side of the argument? I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but... And again, it goes back to that, you know, just like in politics, who spends the most money and who because we're uninvolved voters, we go with the shiny penny. We go with the, you know, so many of us are so ignorant of the issues, truly, and we go by what somebody we know. We all have this person on our lives, usually, that's kind of political. And all of us are non-political, and this one guy, so we kind of listen to that person, because, you know, who the hell wants to listen to anything about politics? So they just go along, and they're not really informed voters, and it's, I think that's what Trump gets at when he says he, you know, he loves the low-educated voter or something like that, but that's my opinion.
And we're out of time. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, that's it for us. City Council meeting tonight, second floor, City Hall, 6:30 p.m. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Charlotte Ray.
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous.